Fortunately, life insurance, if they do want to get it, it's, well, the premiums go up something like 50 to 100% if they choose to, you know, file themselves under said life insurance plan. At least that's from what I'm reading. Let's get some clarification, though, and some more questions for Michael Aziz, co-president of the Canada Protection Plan. Michael, first of all, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brandon.
So, I mean, it's I find this to be an interesting story just about, I guess, life insurance and affordable life insurance. But an insurance company is essentially calling an ailment a liability in a sense, are they not?
Insurance, so you know what insurance covers. If you happen to pass away prematurely, then your beneficiaries are covered. So people who are in less than optimal health are going to pay more premium for their coverage because their life expectancy is shorter. So, and that's the way life insurance is priced.
And do you find that to be fair?
It is fair, because otherwise it would be very difficult to price life insurance. If, you know, life insurance for a 60-year-old person is more expensive than life insurance for a 20-year-old. Why do you think that is?
No, I mean, yeah, that's totally understandable, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, and if somebody who has had a major ailment in life, what, you know, is their life expectancy the same as someone who, you know, is 25 years old and in pristine health? You know, if you had to charge everybody the same premium, similar to car insurance, then what would happen is certain categories would end up subsidizing other categories. So you would end up making insurance very expensive for the healthy people and making it a little less expensive for people who are a little less than healthy in optimal health.
So what about now, those? Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, when we talk about life insurance, I think there's a perception life insurance can be very expensive. I'll give you just a quick example. Somebody who is 40 years old wants $100,000 of life insurance, and maybe they've had cancer a couple of years ago, but they're cancer-free today. It's only going to cost them $19.26 per month. It's very reasonable.
So there is a possibility anyway that, because my next question was, you know, about those who have, you know, their life changed dramatically overnight. I mean, how does that affect their life insurance policy? I mean, all of a sudden, if somebody does get, you know, has a life insurance premium or a life insurance policy, I should say, do their premiums go up overnight just because they were diagnosed with, let's just say, HIV or they were diagnosed with some type of cancer?
You know, that's why we encourage people to get the life insurance when they're generally younger and healthier. Because when you're healthier and you bought the life insurance coverage, it will not change. The cost of that insurance will not change for the term of the for the life of the term. So life insurance works. You're buying term. You're buying permanent. So, for example, if I'm 30 years old and I buy what they call a T20, a lot of times a T20 means your premiums are fixed for 20 years. It cannot go up. So even if you're diagnosed a couple of years later with cancer, HIV, your premiums don't go up. The only time your premiums will go up will be at the end of the term. But insurance companies offer terms like, for example, Canada Protection Plan. We have a T20, which guarantees your rates for 20 years. We have a T25, which is great for the mortgage markets. It guarantees your premiums will not increase for 25 years. We have what we call a T100. Or a permanent plan, and those plans will never increase because what they call level cost of insurance until age 100 or until you pass away.
Michael Aziz joining me this morning, co-president of Canada Protection Plan. We're talking about the fact that Canadians with health issues are finding it difficult to find some affordable life insurances here. And, you know, one of the things, like you said, I guess like we were talking about earlier, is that, yes, we're finding it, you know, hard to find it a good affordable life insurance policy. I mean, what are some solutions to those who are maybe, I guess, diabetic would be one of them? Because those who are diabetic, I mean, they're generally diagnosed, you know, early onset, like sometimes when they're in their youth, and they're not even thinking about, you know, life insurance policies when they're, you know, 14, 15, 16, you know, and that carries on for life. I mean, what are some solutions to those who have those types of ailments that are diagnosed early on and they can't really do much about it?
Well, it's funny because, you know, life insurance companies offer coverage for. So, you know, a lot of companies are, and advisors, when they're meeting their clients, are saying, hey, let's guarantee the insurability of your kind. Let's make sure they get the coverage now. So they can get coverage. And by the way, people with diabetes.
Yeah, but at the same time, a 14-year-old's not going to be thinking about life insurance.
You know, it's funny. I bought my first insurance policy, I think, when I was six. And I say I. My mother bought it for me. So you'd be surprised at actually how many kids' policies are being sold out there. But remember, even if you're diagnosed with diabetes at age 14, you can still get coverage. It's not an issue. Insurance companies have evolved tremendously in the last 20 or 30 years. Like, I look at where we're at. You know, we were kind of the leader in offering coverage for people with diabetes. Now, I can give you another example. If somebody who is 25 years old has diabetes and is on insulin and just needs $100,000 of coverage, that's only going to cost them $14 a month. They can get the coverage that they desire. They just have to work with the proper advisors and know the carriers that are offering these types of coverages. And I'm going to throw a little shameless plug again. We're very generous on the diabetes. We're very generous on the cancers. We're very generous for people that have lupus or Crohn's or colitis. If you look around, you will find carriers or companies that can offer excellent coverage at very reasonable rates.
Yeah, and that's one thing. I mean, just some reading from some of these people here that have been diagnosed with HIV, those who diagnosed with diabetes, those who are diagnosed with cancer, saying that they find it obviously difficult to find something that it's affordable. But the thing is, though, is that, like, once it's diagnosed and once it's there, I mean, that's why the premiums go up. But however, you know, there are some stipulations, especially if you have diabetes, like you said, like, you know, you get some insulin, or with HIV, which I believe you could get some sort of a retroviral medication there, to my understanding. But once that's put into place, the insurance premiums become affordable, or are we still having to pay, like, maybe, you know, like one and a half worth, you know, like not necessarily double, but they're still paying a little bit more than what somebody usually would if they weren't diagnosed with said ailment?
You're definitely going to be paying a little bit more than someone who wasn't diagnosed with that ailment. But if you look at what the premiums are today, where they were, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, the once again, I can keep going, they're very affordable. They are going to be more expensive, but they are extremely affordable. There's no reason why a Canadian between the ages of 18 and 75 cannot get coverage in Canada with all the carriers out there offering all these different types of coverages. I'll give you another, you know, let's say somebody who is 50 years old, a female with diabetes, just wants 20-year coverage because she just bought a new condo. She's $100,000. It's $37 a month. This is someone who suffers from diabetes. This is someone who's had a heart attack, someone who's had cancer. That, you know, for $37 a month, you know, compare it to, I hate doing this because I hate when people talk to me about this, compare it to a latte, it's very reasonable, $37 a month.
Yeah, no, it's not necessarily a hateful thing to compare it to that. I mean, like, I totally understand, you know, what do you want to give up? Do you want to give up, you know, like an insurance policy, or do you want to give up, you know, a latte every now and then, you know, per month? I mean, it's totally understandable to invest within a life insurance policy. I understand that part. It's just, it's not necessarily that I don't understand. I mean, I'm picking it up anyhow as to why it's just so expensive for those, you know, who are HIV positive or diabetic, or, you know, who are undergoing cancer treatments at the moment, to have a little bit of a non-affordable insurance premium.
Yeah, you know, we talked about earlier, it all comes down to what your life expectancy is. You know, someone who's healthy in Canada, I believe the average life expectancy for a female these days, you know, is 83, 84. So insurance companies price it out that way. Somebody who has suffers from diabetes, especially if they're uncontrolled diabetes, their life expectancy decreases. But nowadays, most people you're going to see, if they've got controlled diabetes, their life expectancy is not too far from the national average. And therefore, we've seen those premiums decrease over the last 10 or 15 years. So that it is more expensive, but it's marginally more expensive. It's not like the old days where it could have been three or four times. In fact, you know, 20 years ago, a lot of people, diet companies would have actually declined people that had diabetes or suffered from diabetes.
Is that a thing still, being denied coverage for certain ailments?
There are companies that will deny you coverage for certain ailments depending on whether they're controlled or not. Companies like ours, what we do, we specialize in non-medical, which means a nurse doesn't come to your house, pull your blood, get your fluids, weigh you and do all. We just kind of ask you questions based the way you answer that question. But there are carriers, when they go in and they take your fluids, they take the blood, they're going to find that maybe your diabetes is not controlled. They have a couple of options. They charge you an extra premium. They postpone you. They say, come back and apply in a month or 3 months from now when things are more controlled. Or they offer you the coverage as it is. So there's different options.
Michael Aziz joining me this morning. Co-president of Canada Protection Plan. We're talking about Canadians with health issues are now finding it difficult to find affordable life insurances here, but at the same time, we're also finding some solutions on the program this morning as to what you can and can't do. And is there any particular ailment that you find, Michael, that a lot of people will sign up as soon as they get diagnosed with this particular ailment and say, like, look, this is, I need a life insurance policy, and this is where they come in and say, this isn't affordable at all?
I'm taking a step back. A lot of people never see their mortality. When you're 20, 30, 40, even 50, you never think you're going to die. And therefore, a lot of times, insurance isn't always priority one. The vacation might be a priority if you've got a limited budget. Now, what happens is all of a sudden when somebody has a heart attack or is diagnosed with cancer, then you see them saying, oh my God, you know what? I can see my mortality. There's a risk. What am I going to do? My kids want to go to school, the mortgage, and then they apply for the insurance coverage. Now, if you've just been diagnosed with cancer, you're going to be limited to what you can get. Like with us, you can only get $50,000 of coverage, or maybe $75,000. So it's generally $75,000 of insurance is not going to be enough. So you had a heart attack, yeah, you've been diagnosed with cancer, you want the coverage. The good news is once you've been heart attack free for a year or cancer free from a year for certain cancers, this is now where you can start getting $350,000 or $500,000 of coverage, which becomes a much more significant amount in helping out your family if something were to happen to you. But like everything else, if you never think you're going to die, you don't need it. It's all of a sudden when something happens in your life, that trigger in your life, that life-changing event where you see the need for insurance.
And once again, if something happens drastically overnight, your insurance premiums don't change.
No, if you bought a T20, those rates are guaranteed not to change for 20 years. If you bought a T100, that's a term 100, your rates will not change for 100 if you bought the level cost of insurance kind. This is really why it's important to have a really good advisor. I'm just going to throw that pitch in, because a good advisor is going to do a needs analysis, determine what kind of insurance you need, how much coverage you need, what are your expectations, what are your goals, how much you want to leave to charity, and then they're going to provide you with a plan that's going to be suited to you. Because not all insurance is for everybody.
Right. No, and that's completely understandable here. Yeah, it's just it's an interesting topic to talk about, especially, people are making their New Year's resolutions right now. Maybe one of those New Year's resolutions is to, get themselves a life insurance policy and whatnot, just to make sure that they're covered for, like you said, maybe the next 20 years or so on and so forth. So, it's a good conversation to have. Michael, I really appreciate the time you took with me this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brent. Have a happy New Year.
You too.
Thanks again for your time.
Yeah, that's Michael Aziz, the co-president of the Canada Protection Plan.